Good morning, everybody, and thank you for having me this morning to present on two initiatives that the IPC has been developing and has released the GIPA agency dashboard and our open learning module. I guess just to give you some context as to where the GIPA agency dashboard comes from, I just want to give you a bit of a background in relation to where it comes from. So each year the Information Commissioner, as part of her requirements under the legislation, is required to provide a report, it's known lovingly by some of us as the Section 37 report, which is a report on agency performance in the exercise of functions under the GIPA Act. So that report's done on an annual basis, and it's based on the reports that are submitted by agencies themselves through what we have, which is a GIPA tool. So the data that it relates is the annual data that agencies are required under the legislation to report on, which is about the number of applications and timeliness and the like. So this particular graph gives you a bit of a glance at what the 2017-18 Section 37 report demonstrated. It reflected the performance of over 200 government agencies what it demonstrated for us, we've been doing these reports since 2010, but that there's been a 20% increase in the number of applications received by agencies over the past 2 years. And that reflects an increasing value to the community in accessing their rights to government information. Significantly, the publicly are increasingly requesting information about how government works, with a 20% increase in the number of applications for information that is other than personal information. So when the report breaks down and categorises the types of information that applicants can request, it also breaks down who the applicants are, the profile of the applicants, but increasingly what it's showing is that what the community is looking to get information about is actually information that's not about them, but it's about how government operates and the policy and the processes of government more generally. The Information Commissioner undertakes external reviews. It's one of her statutory functions. And the reviews by the Information Commissioner have represented about 38% of all the reviews that we've conducted, which again reflects the importance of the independent review avenue that's available to members of the public or applicants more generally. 2016-17 saw New South Wales continue to offer leadership nationally in promoting the effectiveness of information access rights, and that's been achieved through the Information Commissioner being a member of the Open Government Partnership in promoting open government and the development of the National Action Plan for Open Government. So practices across all of the sectors over 200 agencies vary. The trends are different depending on the agency, and they're affected by different aspects, depending on the type of information that an agency might hold, depending on how the organisation of the agency might be made up, particularly in a cluster context. So in order to translate what is in the Section 37 report and to provide something back to agencies to which they can use, that can look at how their performance appears as against their own other agencies within their sector, council against council, or more generally just how their own performance is going. We generated what's known as the agency level GIPA dashboard, which we launched in 2018. It's based on a data visualisation tool, and it enables agencies to look more closely into their reporting and the data that they've been able to include as part of their annual report. As part of releasing the agency dashboard, there was a lengthy consultation process, but what the dashboard does provide is quite a lot of benefits that enable improved visibility around self-assessment of performance, so an agency can actually have a look at their own performance in terms of how they perform under the GIPA regime. There's greater collaboration between agencies, provides increased transparency to stakeholders, so it's a dashboard that's available openly and available to the public, so the public can actually see how agency performance is also tracking. So in that spirit of openness and transparency. And it enables enhanced community engagement. The data is drawn from data that agencies report on, so it's agency data. It's reported into what's called a GIPA tool, which is a cloud-based database. And through that tool, these dashboards are interfaced with a data visualization program to create these dashboards. So I'm just going to actually take you to what the live dashboard looks like rather than the static. So what does the GIPA dashboard actually do? So when you log in, agencies can go into the dashboard, members of the public, it's available on our website. You can actually go in and what it can, this is a dashboard for the whole of the year across all of the agencies that are reported. So it enables you to, it gives you the snapshot picture of all of, and all of these particular components are based on those aspects of the legislation that agencies are required to report against under the legislation. So total number of applications that were lodged in the year, how the applications, did applicants get what they asked for, how quickly were decisions being made, how timely, there's a statutory time frame under the legislation under which agencies are required to process the application subject to some exemptions that apply. So in each of these, there's an additional then... the slides aren't there. Okay. Unfortunately, it looks like the slides aren't there. We're going to rely on the live dashboard. So when you open each one of the dashboards, you can then open how many applications were lodged. You can see how many applications were specific to your agency that were lodged in your agency. You can then go into another... table, and it will tell you how many applications were invalid. The invalidity is the number of applications that don't meet the number of minimum aspects of the legislation to make them a valid application. You can then toggle these individual graphs to actually compare whether your agency against other agencies. You can compare it against and it provides a sector average of what your agency might look like against the sector more generally. So, for example, although you can't see it, unfortunately, what you'll see is a traffic line, for example, on the timeline of the number of applications that have been received since the commencement of reporting back in 2010. So you'll see, for the first one, you'll get applications lodged, you'll see at the beginning, and you'll see a timeline of how many applications have gone up and down over the period for the duration. You can then go into more specifically each of the different aspects, and it will tell you quite individually what the decisions were, what information was asked for, the types of information. It will also tell you information about who are the applicants that are making those applications by definition. So it will look at whether or not the applicant was members of the public, might tell you whether the applicants are media applicants. It will also then tell you that you can actually also look as to where those applications are being made across the sector. So are the applications, what number of applications are going across to which types of categories of agencies? The government sector, councils, ministers, state-owned or owned corporations, universities. So the dashboard is fully interactive, enables agencies to actually interrogate for their own performance basis how the data, what it says, what it means, and what it looks like for them as compared to the rest of the average in the sector and other agencies more generally. My apologies that unfortunately I can't get it up on the screen, but so that I could take you through the individual dashboards specifically and how they work. The data is actually really informative because it allows agencies to actually look at what is their performance telling them, and how they might be able to, what measures they might need to implement, what changes they might need to consider that can help to address the processing of information and promoting open access of information more generally without reliance on a formal pathway. The other piece of, in the absence of being able to take you through slide by slide, I'm sorry, of each of the dashboards, the other particular aspect that we've released is an open data e-learning module. This is actually intended to, it's not meant to be for any particular member of staff, it's meant to be available and open to all members of staff, to assist staff to understand and to develop very early on as part of their employment within government quite sound information management practices, understanding the full cycle of information management and how they can resource and access information more broadly to other areas on how, whether it's about state records or whether it's about information access or whether it's actually about privacy, but understanding that there are multiple aspects to information and how you can access that information and release that information. It's also talks about open data. I think lots of people, open data is something that's referenced quite commonly, and it's a common term that people talk to and refer to. But it's to try and assist those who aren't in that particular space, who are dealing with information or open data, to actually understand what their role is and how they can participate in that process more generally. We, in developing the open data e-learning module, we approached it on the basis of a broader consultation. So it's not just a module that the IPC developed on its own. We developed it as part of the open data policy, in support of the open data policies by DFSI, who, as all you would be aware, are leading New South Wales government working in our better understanding and accountability for using and sharing open data. So we worked closely with DFSI in the development of the open learning data module, and in particular to leverage off their expertise and the learnings that they had already in place. It is available as an e-learning portal module, so you can go in and out whenever you need to and as frequently as you like. It just requires a registration to the IPC website through our e-learning portal. You'll get a login and you can log in. There's no charge. It's a free that's available. It's encouraged for people to perhaps include it as part of induction so that people can get a really good solid basis and foundational basis to information management, looking at it from a very broad spectrum of information management across the board. Absence of going through the modules, I've been super quick. So the resources that are available, the dashboard's available on our website. Unfortunately, we can't get it to work to take you through. The Gipper report that is actually the basis and the foundation that creates the essentially the data that is the analysis of the Section 37 report is also available on our website. Our e-learning portal, which is not just limited to this open data learning portal, we actually have a range of e-learning portals, materials that are available, including contract registers, decision making for both privacy and information access, are also available equally from the e-learning portal, and the open data is available there as well. We are planning to release a further one in September, which we will also add, and again will simply be additional to the existing materials on our e-learning portal. My sincerest apologies because I can't actually get into the dashboard. Catherine's called for some technical assistance, but I'm happy to, in the absence of being able to log into the specifics, I'm happy to take questions in more general about the dashboard and how it works.